or on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Hey guys, it's AJ from The Blitz. If you haven't checked out the restaurant at Carbach yet, now is the perfect time to go. It's Houston Restaurant Week. Executive Chef PJ Stoops has created a delicious three-course menu that just so happens to pair really freaking well with beer. Brewmaster Eric has hand-selected some brews to complement each course. Get a three-course meal with 5-ounce beer pairings for just $35. Proceeds benefit the Houston Food Bank now through September 4th, every day after 3 p.m. Go to Carbach for dinner this week. Your taste buds will thank you.
In Texas, Ace Cash Express is the neighborhood place for all your cash needs. We offer a variety of financial services, and all of our loans are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
AJ Hoffman here from The Blitz. The summer months are upon us, and it's time to start thinking about your electrical bills. Tri-Eagle Energy is a born and raised Texas company that cares about helping you decrease your energy usage. Use promo code ESPN at TriEagleEnergy.com or over the phone at 877-93-EAGLE, PUCT number 10064.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology and now the best price guaranteed.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility and the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK's changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. Dial **2020. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. That's **2020. Dial **2020.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The guys who fight MMA, they want to see their guy win, which makes sense. But realistically, I just can't picture it.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather made Manny Pacquiao look like just a guy. Manny Pacquiao is one of the best fighters in the world. And Floyd Mayweather made him look like he did. I mean, like he didn't know what he was doing. What's he going to do to Conor McGregor, who's never boxed in his life?
Aaron Judge is going to get votes because he's a Yankee. There's no question. And he's having a great year. It's not like. But if you go and just search AL batting leaders, just look at how many categories that Altuve is leading. A lot of them are obscure categories.
Right. Most of the headlines are dominated by one name. It's not Aaron Judge, and it's not Jose Altuve. It's Mike Trout.
Well, and
who has suddenly gotten really hot.
Yeah, and
the Angels aren't awful anymore.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. Of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And talked a lot about a lot of stuff today. We've talked about the fight, but we've also discussed the coming storm. So everybody be smart about this. That's all we're saying. We're probably going to have
if you don't go home, you don't love your family, right?
Apparently.
God, the Yankees and Tigers had some brawls today.
Yeah.
Like actual punches. That never happens in baseball. Usually it's a lot of like fake tough guy stuff. There's people throwing at heads and punching
nice.
People. It's
nice.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're going to have a baseball fight, actually fight. Don't be little
showing
bitches.
A little fight. Yeah. I like that.
There you go. It may be too late, by the way. I meant to mention earlier, I like the over in Winnipeg with Montreal tonight.
Okay.
I don't know if it's too late to bet it, though. I mean, it will be for us. but I already bet it earlier today.
No, well, you're good.
Yeah. Okay, so looks like we're going to have Jay Root on from MGM here at some point. He's a VP of Racing Sports.
Talk to him about the way the line's been moving.
Yeah, yeah, because I think that's intriguing, and I was wrong. I really thought the line would keep going down, and then the late money would come in late, like day of the fight.
Yeah.
And it's been opposite. So minus 700, I think, is where it is right now.
But I think the Irish contingency gets in tonight. We'll see if they move it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to get back where we were hoping it would be, in the 300s. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think I bet it settles around minus 5, minus 550.
Yeah.
Which is still half of what it started at.
Yeah, and it's still good value if you ask me.
I think so, too.
I just think I was trying to get greedy and get 350.
Yeah.
And happens. What happens to this Astros team if the Red Sox overtakes them for the top seed? They'd be the 2 seed?
They win the AL West and they go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Astros have been the best road team in the league. I don't think not having home field advantage is going to kill them.
Yeah. And
if they lose to the Red Sox, it won't be because they didn't have home field.
No. And they're about to get healthy again. So I think you're going to see them play better baseball here down the stretch. And the only thing they should be more worried about is if the damn Angels keep winning. There's still time for that to be a complete collapse. I don't think it'll happen.
I have a hard time seeing that happening. But
we've seen it. We've seen teams make
crazier
up.
Crazier things have happened.
But I think once you have a healthy McCullers back in there with Keuchel and those guys, and you get Correa back, this team's going to start drawing off again, in my opinion. What is the whole... yeah. All right, so...
Sorry, Fred.
Yeah, no problem. We're just getting Jay Root.
Jay, how you doing, man?
MGM. All right, good to see you again. He's VP of Race and Sports at MGM Resorts, and I think we last talked... What was the fight we did last time?
With Ward Kovalev.
Yeah, Ward Kovalev. Oh. Yeah. And we were just talking about this. The movement on this fight has been amazing from the beginning, when Floyd was minus 1,100 in some places, got down to minus 400 in some places, and now it's gone back up. I kind of thought that it would keep going down until the sharps started coming in Saturday on the Mayweather side.
Yep.
Why have we seen such a move here?
We've seen a pretty big move because we're seeing a lot of money show up. I wouldn't necessarily call them sharps, but they're big bankroll players that are casino players. So they've rolled in the last 24 hours. We've taken a $500,000 bet. We took a $250,000 bet. We've got a guy that wants to bet, the $250. He wants to finish it off with a $750 for $1 million total. He's waiting for his wire to come in. So I've got a couple other guys that are still toying with the idea of, trying to win a $500,000 on Mayweather. So, which would be a $3 million bet.
Whew.
So we've got money coming in, and like I keep telling everybody, we're closer to going to $6 than going back down to $5. So, this fight's starting to creep back up to where, I kind of thought it was going to settle somewhere around $7. I don't know if we'll get that high, but, we're starting to creep back up. But, we opened at $1,200, so
yeah.
We clearly missed the mark on the popularity of McGregor very early. We didn't realize, I didn't realize how much money in transactions. Ticket count is well over 7,000 tickets written to McGregor. To 330 tickets written to Mayweather.
That means, I'm guessing that means you guys are really, really hoping Floyd wins.
At this point right now, yes.
What's the damage like if Connor pulls off the unthinkable?
Damage is pretty good. The damage could be, from a state perspective, close to $20 million.
Wow.
In the early rounds, first couple of rounds is the worst case scenario if he pulls it off. We're booking it the way we've always booked Mayweather fights. Mayweather by decision is going to be the best case scenario for us. We're sort of, hoping that history holds true. The only time that he's gotten a knockout lately is if you sucker punch him and then try to hug him, like Ortiz did.
Yeah.
But it's kind of going the way we thought it was going to go. I wouldn't have priced the fight any differently. I think I still would have opened it somewhere around 11 or 12 because if you did that, you would have taken early, strong, sharp money. And I would much rather be in the position where I need Mayweather than I need the unproven aspect of it. Even though I respect his ability, he's a champion in his own right, I still want to root for the guy that this is his natural environment.
Where are we getting as far as totals bet, would you guess, around Vegas? Is it going to come close to Super Bowl numbers? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so from a single betting opportunity, right, to win the fight, if you look at that versus, the point spread on the Super Bowl,
right,
we probably get to the same level.
Wow. Right.
But from a totality, like, you know, the state might handle 50 to 60 million on this particular fight, whereas last year the state – During the Super Bowl handled about 135 million.
Okay, so it's because half of a Super Bowl total.
But the concentration of the bets is much greater because, you know, you only have probably about 35 betting opportunities.
Right.
Whereas in the Super Bowl, you have like 500.
Right. Right?
I mean, we have props just coming out our ears.
Jay Root, our guest. This has got to be kind of cool, though, to have an event like this. And you're about to get football back, so you've got,
yes,
you got some money-making coming back. This is just kind of – is this almost like a found opportunity to have this fight? Because – you've got a really good one coming up here in a few weeks, but it's not going to take near the action this is.
It won't take near the action. It'll be really strong, though. I mean, I think a lot of the boxing purists are going to show up, you know, hard for that fight. You know, I didn't think we were going to take a dollar to the Pacquiao fight in Australia, but we did pretty good handle to that even. You know, nothing like if it was here live.
Right.
But boxing is sort of still holding its own a little bit. You know, if you have a great boxing match and you have a great UFC match, the boxing match will outdraw UFC 20-1 every time. It's just so mainstream America. You know, UFC and MMA is growing, but it just hasn't caught up to, you know, because I think the brutality of the MMA doesn't embrace, you know, the female factor like boxing does. I mean, a lot of boxing, there's a lot of ladies in the audience, and, you know, And I don't know if that translates to dollars at the windows, but more guys come to town maybe with their wives and to go to a boxing event and make a bet rather than UFC. But it's, you know, the UFC, where we really do well in the UFC is we can bet the whole card, whereas in boxing it's difficult.
It's mostly just one fight.
Yeah.
Most of the money comes on one fight.
Yeah, we've got the Gervonta Davis fight up, but he's a huge favorite. He's minus 3,000.
Yeah.
You know, and it's difficult to book that, you know, on a regular basis. But UFC, you know, you have very rarely do you have more than a $4 favorite in a UFC fight. And all the way down. The only thing you have to, you know, kind of worry about is, you know, we don't want guys making more money at our counter than they can in the ring. So, you know, the lower end fights where they're not getting paid a whole lot by Dana, you know, we try and hold the action a little bit back on that. So, you know, we have a regulator on our own selves. You know, we might be able to do more money to MMA if we, you know, sort of open the doors. And there'll be a day down the road where that happens.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because, and I don't think people realize whenever there's irregularities in betting, you guys are the ones that point it out. You're the guys that are looking for that stuff to,
right?
Yeah,
you know,
so
we're the watchdogs.
Yeah,
and we're the ones that are going to go to the FBI. We're the ones that are going to go to the Nevada Gaming Commission and say, hey, there's something weird here. You know, we're the ones that want everything to be done on the up and up with the highest integrity, you know, next to the leagues and the, you know, sanctioning bodies of everything, because, you know, we're dealing with, you know, real money here. And you know, your neighborhood bookies, you know, he'll take it on the chops, and then he's going to say, all right, I'm not going to deal with that guy anymore, but he's not going to stop the problem. We'll stop the problem.
That's Jay Root, VP of Race and Sports at MGM. Jay, appreciate the time as always, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for dropping by.
Yep. All right. Have fun this weekend, guys.
Oh, we will.
Yep.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. And we come back, we've got a little more sports for you. Do we have something?
I think we're going to run the Demetrius Johnson interview, actually, when we come back.
Are we going to do that
next?
Because
I think at 4:30 we may have Kevin Leon. So
okay.
All right.
So let's
6:30.
Do that. Let's do that, Tyler. We will run the video and video the interview, and then at the end of that we'll be back and take it from there.
All right.
I don't hear music. There we go. Thank you. All right.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I already miss summer.
Do the words Macy's Fall Style Event help?
Maybe.
Brand new fashion?
From my favorite designers?
Oh yeah, Kenzie, Maison Jewels, Bar 3.
Go on.
How about an extra 25 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass?
Even on the designers I love?
Yes, and on the looks you need now.
Fashion to the rescue.
So you don't miss summer anymore?
Well, I don't want to miss this sale.
Macy's Fall Style Event, here we come. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Staples has great deals on the things your kids need to head back to school with confidence. With a notebook you bought at Staples for just 15 cents, she'll have the confidence to write award-winning investigative journalism for the school paper. With the two-pocket folders you bought for 15 cents, he'll have the confidence to restore balance and order to the entire fifth-grade class. This week, Staples one-subject notebooks and two-pocket paper folders are just 15 cents each. Staples, it's pro time. While supplies last, ends 8/26/17. Limit 5 in-store only.
Hey y'all, it's Beth from Darling Way. I'm wondering if you're getting all the romantic love you want. Do you go to sleep at night with a big smile? Is your love life exciting enough to dream about? If so, you've probably already been to Darling Way, and you know that we're the reason so many Houston couples are having way more fun than they've had in years. You also know that we love to share advice about everything romantic and sexy to heat things up everywhere. And hey, if you aren't thrilled with your love life, stop by and let us help you get what you want. Come see us at Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive, or online at darlingway.com. We make love easy.
There's bowling, and then there's Bowl and Barrel. Hi, this is Kyle Noonan, co-founder of Bowl and Barrel, and we've taken America's greatest participation sport and turned it into a modern tavern for foodies and cocktail connoisseurs. Are you a thirsty day drinker? Well, we serve $3 mimosas and Bloody Marys every day before 5. And if you're in the sharing kind of mood, we have cocktail pitchers like our Velvet Mule and Barrel Margarita, and they'll have you wishing we had bumpers. So come on and roll with us at Bowl and Barrel in City Center and bowlandbarrel.com.
Get that great Mac Hike feeling.
I'm here with Mac Hike Chevrolet General Manager Josh Potts. I love your phrase, win the day. It just rings in my ear, my man.
That's right, Sean. If our customers win, we all win. That's how we've become Houston's number one volume Chevrolet dealership and Houston's only 2016 GM Dealer of the Year for Chevrolet.
Let me try this. Win the day at Mac Hike Chevrolet.
Find new roads today at Mac Hike Chevrolet.
Something huge, something monstrous, something massive is coming to Schlitterbahn Galveston. Introducing Massive Monster Blaster, the world's tallest water coaster, featuring 926 feet of pulse-pounding thrills, 4 uphill blasts, 3 dark tunnels, 7 heart-stopping drops, and a finale that will leave you breathless. Massive, new at Schlitterbahn Galveston. Get discounts at Schlitterbahn.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, guys, I am here with arguably the pound-for-pound best fighter in the whole wide world. Demetrius Johnson joins us on the program. Demetrius, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Last time we talked to you, the things with you in the UFC weren't exactly copacetic. Things were looking bad. There was beef flying all around the internet. Have you and Dana sat down? Have you guys, has everything been smoothed over in leading up to this fight? Because I know this isn't the fight you wanted or in the fight they wanted. There was argument. Is everything cool now?
Yeah, everything is good. You know, me and Dana White sat down, got on the same page, and now we got a fight ahead of us, UFC 215, taking on Ray Borg, the number one contender in the flyweight division, ranked number 5th in the world. At flyweight, so everything's good.
What does Ray Borg present to you as an opponent? What do you think that he can bring to the table to make for an exciting matchup?
Yeah, he's a young guy. You know, I always tell people that I feel like I'm fighting the newer generation in the flyweight division. You know, you have guys like Sergio Pettis, who's 23 years old. I wasn't even in the UFC at 23. You have a guy like Ray Borg, who's 23 or 24 years old. So, you know, you look at this, I'm fighting the younger generation. In 7 years from now, these gentlemen will be my age, hopefully still in the UFC, and most likely these guys could be champions. So for me, it's me fighting this younger generation. Ray Borg's a tough opponent. He's very, you know, young. Comes from a great camp, Greg Jackson. And let's see if this old dog can still get it done.
I have a theory. I mean, you can argue this if you want, but I have a theory as to why the UFC hasn't supported you the way that many people think they should, why some fans haven't grabbed onto you the way they do. I'm a big believer in that every great champion needs that guy to push him. You know, the Ali Frazier, John Jones in DC was a great example. Do you feel like you just came along at a time where the flyweight division wasn't ready? Like there wasn't a guy, one particular guy who stood out that could push you the way that you've never been pushed before?
No, not at all. Because if you look back on all my careers, you know, when I fought John Dotson the first time, that was an amazing fight. I mean, that was, he was the most athletic guy next to me in the flyweight division. We fought the first time, I got dropped a couple of times, and second time came back, made a lot of adjustments, and whooped him. You look at Justin Benavides, you know, first fight was great, back and forth. Second fight, knocked him out. You know, Kyoji Horiguchi, one of the greatest Japanese fighters to ever come out of Japan. Me and him fought, submitted him. So I don't think I'm in a time frame. I came in a time frame. The flyweight division came in a time frame where people, there wasn't that A side or B side. And in a day, if an athlete looks for that other side, Who's it going to be? You might look your whole entire life, and it might not never be there. So I'm not going to waste my time looking for that B side. Who's going to give me that challenge? Because I believe everybody's going to give me a challenge. It's my job to go in there, like Mayweather said. You know, he made everybody thought Manny Pacquiao looked unbeatable or whatever. Mayweather made him look ordinary, like an ordinary boxer. And that's what I do when I go out there and I fight. I take a guy who's a world-class Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt who's never been submitted before in his whole entire life, and I go out there and I make him look like an amateur.
Speaking of Floyd, obviously we're all here for the Floyd-McGregor fight. What are your thoughts on the matchup? What do you think? Do you think there's anything Conor can do at this point to sort of break the code that no one's been able to break so far?
I think so. Coming from a background of mixed martial arts, totally different. If McGregor goes out there and tries to box Mayweather, he's going to lose. I think if he goes out there and fights him, get in his face, push the pace, fight him like a mixed martial artist. Because I've done Muay Thai fights, I've done boxing fights, done shoot boxing fights. Let me tell you, I did not box that boxer. I was all in his ass. I was moving angles, throwing overhand rights, throwing to the body, going upstairs, and just putting a relentless pace on him. So with that being said, I think Mayweather's style plays into McGregor because Mayweather is not a high-paced pressure fighter. He's not. I mean, he says he's going to go forward. He's not going to go forward. He's going to go forward for a little bit, but once he runs in that collision, he's going to start backing up. And I think McGregor does good under fire in the shootouts. That's where he thrives the most. And I think if he's going to be pushing for that, I think he'll be able to get through Mayweather's defenses and hopefully land that big shot.
Is that your prediction, that Conor will do it?
I think I have to watch the fight. You know what I mean? Like, I have to watch. Give me 2-3 rounds that I can, like, okay, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? But I'm rooting for McGregor. Obviously, he's one of my own. And I hope he gets the job done. I think he can. I mean, if you go out there and you fight and just put it on him, man, you can land a shot.
Mentioned earlier John Jones and Daniel Cormier, and obviously that was the big news this week in the world of mixed martial arts, was that John Jones failed. At least has been flagged for another doping violation. As a guy, and he's in that same discussion as you for best fighter in the world, pound for pound, is it disheartening for you as someone at the top of the sport to see that happen to someone else? And what did it, my other question is, what did it make you feel for Daniel Cormier, who has worked so hard to get there and then has had that taken?
You know, so I answer this two parts. You know, when it comes to John Jones, it's very disheartening because I never want to see a guy who's at the top of his career get, you know, basically brought down for another doping violation. Obviously, you know, he's innocent, proven guilty. But if that supplement if A sample is contaminated, most likely the B sample is going to be contaminated because you put your dick out, you pee in one cup, you split it half-half. If A is contaminated, most likely the B is going to be contaminated unless somebody tampered with the A supplement, the A sample, and the B sample is fresh. But likely, you know, when you're doing it, you put on a seal type, you know, thing, and the only thing that can get it off is a machine in Salt Lake City in Utah that cuts it open with a laser. So likelihood, the B sample is contaminated. They're saying it might be tainted supplements. You know, it's just an unfortunate situation. But I'm giving a bit of a doubt that you know, hopefully it was just a mistake and somebody, I don't know, you know what I mean? There's just so many things that goes into this whole thing, you know, and I was telling somebody the other day, it's so hard to fail a drug test. It is legitimately hard to fail a drug test. When I get drug tests now, I don't even look at the results because I don't take anything. I don't take any supplements, you know, and I don't have a cook, you know, who, you know, I don't have a dietitian or anything like that. My wife cooks all my meals. So, you know, my circle is very small and it's very tight. And then moving on to, you know, the DC question, it's kind of hard. I mean, to be honest with you, I can't say that I feel sorry for DC. Because DC is a man, he's a great warrior, and he's still a champion, whether he lost or won that fight. It's just unfortunate that the circumstances have to come into this point, so I can't say that, you know. It's hard, you know. It's just a hard situation. It sucks for DC, but I can't be like, oh, poor DC. DC's a grown ass man. He made a lot of money in that fight. He did suffer a concussion during that fight, which is unfortunate. But, you know, I think Luke Rockhold said it best. You know, TRT didn't teach Vitor Belfort how to throw a spinning back kick and land it. So,
if John Jones, if they do find him guilty of this or whatever the case may be, if it is proven that he did have a tainted sample, he loses 3 years probably of his career. Can you imagine losing 3 years out of the prime of your career? What's that? How would that affect someone at your level? Is it even possible to come back from something like that?
Absolutely, you can come back from that. You take 3 years off, enjoy your body, work on this is the thing you don't realize. You get better when you're not fighting. Okay, because each time you're fighting, you're being very consistent. You're not getting better. You're getting sharper. You're getting better at doing applying your skills. But the time where you actually get truly better is when you don't have a fight on the horizon, where you can actually go back to the beginning. But okay, what do I need to work on? I'm gonna spend 1 year in a gi and just do pure jiu-jitsu. Okay. And I believe he can't come back after being off for 3 years. He's just been off for a whole year and beat one of the most dominant guys in the light heavyweight division because he took it very seriously. So I think it would hurt him more financially. But if he lives a healthy lifestyle, not partying, doing a lot of stuff, he'll come back at 33 years old and you're still in your prime. You got guys, and mixed martial arts is different. You know, you only fight two times a year. It's not like football where you're taking hit on hit on hit on hit on hit. So if John Jones gets suspended for 3 to 4 years, you can see John Jones coming back at 35 years old and still becoming the champion.
The UFC obviously has different rules for different guys. John Jones plays by a different set of rules than the 20th ranked bantamweight does. The 20th ranked bantamweight fails a second test, they're probably never fighting for the UFC again. Do you think the UFC is willing to take the risk of having John Jones back there after failing two tests?
I think so. I mean, he brings a lot of money in. I mean, UFC is about making money, you know. So absolutely, I think the UFC will have him on if he failed the fourth drug test.
There you go. Demetrius Johnson, he is looking to set the record that Anderson Silva holds. The most consecutive title defenses. He'll be doing it against Ray Borg. Best of luck, man. I love watching you fight. I don't care what anybody says. I enjoy it more than anything, man. It's always a fun show. Best of luck to you, and it's always a pleasure talking to you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, the Labor Day sale is underway at Texas Mattress Makers. You'll save 25% off their already low factory direct prices. You beat the retailers around town every time when you buy from the manufacturer, and that's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. They know everything about these mattresses. They know the one that's going to work best for you. And you're already saving up to 50% of what you'd pay in a store. And now for Labor Day, 25% off. 25% off in addition to that. And that's thanks to the hard-working crew of sleep specialists at Texas Mattress Makers. Optimal comfort, 25% off factory direct prices only at Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Drop by, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They're going to put you on a mattress you're going to love. You're going to save a whole bunch of money, and you're going to be doing business with great people who are big in the community. Visit TexasMattressMakers.com or go to 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer, and you're going to get better sleep. You're going to save money. That's Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
And ESPN Radio Mike and Mike Extra Point.
So Rich Hill, you want to walk through this thing? He's got a perfecto going through
eight. No, he didn't walk through anybody.
Okay, yeah. Well done. Go ahead, you take it.
Yeah, he had a perfect game actually going into the ninth. Then there was an error in the ninth. So the perfect game was gone, but he still had a no-hit bid. The only problem is his team didn't score either. So it's zip-zip going into the tenth. They bring him back out for the tenth inning, and he gives up a walk-off home run. A walk-off home run. Unbelievable. Lost a no-hit bid. Josh Harrison is the first player in Major League history to end a no-hit bid with a walk-off home run.
Rich Hill has a perfecto through eight.
Right.
A no-no through nine.
Right.
And then gives up a walk-off home run in what was otherwise a scoreless game in the 10th inning to lose.
All the Dodgers have been doing in scoring runs all year, and Rich got to be going, dude, tonight you pick the night, really?
Hear more from Mike and Mike tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Want to transform a room for less than $20? The Home Depot has the secret formula. We call it paint. From our top brands like Behr and Glidden, starting at just $17.97 a gallon. There's no easier way to take your walls from okay to oh wow. And at these prices, there's no reason to leave any wall behind. Get your project rolling with top paint brands starting at only $17.97 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Saltgrass Steakhouse, the best place for steaks, hands down. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best. Saltgrass does with the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef. You get juiciness and tenderness in every bite. All steaks are grilled over an open flame, topped with our homemade garlic butter, great steaks, and a whole lot more. Fresh seafood and the delicious cocktails. Come taste for yourself. 64 locations and growing. Experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like. Saltgrass Steakhouse, saltgrass.com.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Fred Haas Toyota World. There's a lot of slow traffic, but there's a huge accident on 610 the East Loop northbound at Market, and the freeway's shut down. Hurry to Fred Haas Toyota World for the national clearance event. The number one volume Toyota dealer in Texas is everything priced to sell fast. That's Fred Haas Toyota World, open every Sunday. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef in one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
For the block, boy. Take it rough.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz here in Las Vegas, getting ready for McGregor-Mayweather, or Mayweather-McGregor, depending on your perspective.
I think it's Mayweather-McGregor.
That's how I would go. But
I mean, I think that's how the fights build.
Mayweather's
sideways. The A side.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell, but I think you're right. Regardless, man, there is a lot. I do want to tell people about the storm. There's a lot of panic out there and a lot of people trying to create, frankly, this stuff about 40 inches of rain. Let's not start panicking over that, but you do need to be smart. This thing could be a mess, and it looks like at the very least we're going to get some flooding, some pretty decent flooding. So
yeah,
just be smart.
I don't think it's going to be 50 inches of rain.
Yeah, and all this about it could be 40 inches. I can't really see that, but
I mean, if that happens, we're all going to die.
Well, anyway. Yeah, if that happens, then there's not a whole hell of a lot anybody can do.
What are
about
you going
to
do?
Yeah. And it probably means you won't be hearing after tomorrow, you won't be hearing our voices for a while because the city will be paralyzed for a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that happens, okay, that's the worst-case scenario.
Yep.
But more than likely, I think areas get some pretty serious flooding. And as long as everybody's smart, hopefully nobody dies from it. That's the main thing.
So Yardbarker did the most dangerous group of five players in college football. And I've been talking about how many great players UH has lost over the last 2 years. On this list where they've got like 30 players, there's only one UH guy. Pretty easy to figure out.
Edward?
Yes. But
he's good at sport.
A couple of other teams of interest. Memphis has two. Riley Ferguson, the quarterback, and Anthony Miller, the wide receiver. That's a really good duo. Miami of Ohio has two. Their cornerback, Keith Harding, and Gus Ragland, the quarterback, who I think is going to be interesting. Middle Tennessee has two. So SMU, for those of you interested in SMU, Cortland Sutton, the wide receiver. That guy's good. So
what are they paying him?
Well, a bunch. The Quentin Flowers kid at South Florida is on the list. No shock there. Western Kentucky's quarterback, Mike White, and Wyoming's quarterback, Josh Allen, who is a very highly thought of potential NFL player.
Maybe the number two quarterback prospect in the draft
Yeah. But I thought it was kind of strange and jarring to see that you've got Middle Tennessee State and schools like that that have more than one player on this list, and UH has one. And that's a big one.
Yeah.
I would take that one over.
He's probably the best player in the conference.
Without a doubt. Well, in group of five. I mean, but I do think, they've lost so many players off that team.
What's your expectation for them?
I think 8 wins would be a good season
with what
they've lost. They're going to miss Greg Ward a lot. That guy was a hell of a college quarterback.
I think they're going to miss Tom Herman a lot, too.
Yeah, although he kind of checked out most of last year.
I still think they miss him.
I think Major will do a really good job. I do believe that. I think he's eventually going to be a very good coach. I just think they're leaving the cupboard a little bit bare here. A lot of the guys that Herman won with, he coached them up. But those were Tony Levine guys.
Now that UH has had the relative success that they did have, do you think it's going to be more of a win-now mentality? Like, is there going to be pressure on Major Applewhite if they're not competing, for conference titles in the first 2-3 years? Is there going to be extra pressure on him now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And
that's not really fair, I don't think.
No, but, you've created expectations.
Yeah.
And it's not just what Tom Herman did there. Kevin Sumlin had a 13-1 season there. And he whose name we shall not speak took that program from nothing to back to bowl games. So they've built this steadily to this point where they expect to be contending for the conference championship every year and every now and then be competing for an undefeated season and a big bowl game. And I think those are the realistic expectations. I don't think they're realistic this year. I just think they've lost too much, and I think next year they should be significantly better. So,
yeah, I think 8 wins would be a really solid season for them. Almost that's like the high end of what I could see happening. But I feel like if that doesn't happen, if they don't win 8 games, I feel like UH fan is going to freak out and Major Applewhite sucks. They need to find a new coach.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. But that's what happens when you follow a guy who's had that kind of success.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, kind of happened to Tony Levine coming after what Sumlin had done. And, he did recruit very well and had that program going in the right direction.
Wasn't enough.
No, because he also took too long to realize that John O'Korn couldn't play quarterback. I think if he made that decision sooner, he probably still has a job.
Yeah.
But just looking at their schedule, I mean, UTSA is – That's a game you should win, but I also think UTSA might cover in that one.
Yeah.
At Arizona, I don't know what Arizona's going to be, but that I could see them losing that. Rice should be a win. Tech should be a win, but I don't know. I mean, they can put up points with anybody. Temple, I think you should be better than Temple, but that's a tough trip. SMU's better. You got them at home. Tulsa, Memphis is probably better than they are.
Yep.
East Carolina, you should beat. South Florida is probably better than they are. At Tulane should be a win. They get Navy at home, but that's always a tough out. So, yeah, I mean, I could see this schedule going a lot of ways, and I think 8 wins on there would be a good year. But they win 6, am I going to be shocked? Not really. And that will not
Go over well.
No, that will not go over well. And that's
having a season like that in his first year is what put Tony LaVine behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And even when you come back and win eight games after that and lose three games that you should have won, that's when you get fired.
Now, we will agree Major Applewhite's probably going to have a longer leash than Tony LaVine because he's making more money. I mean, he's a bigger name. There's going to be more patience.
I think there will be to a point. I think he gets one more year, basically.
Yeah.
Before they start going, okay, we might have made a mistake here. But I think in 3 years he'll have this program. Yeah. And again, I'm thinking this is a down year, and we're talking about eight wins. That's a pretty good expectation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's a fair expectation, but we'll see. I mean, I hope I'm wrong and they're better than I think.
But I will say, I mean, if you're winning six games in a rebuild year, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, although in that conference you should have more talent than most of those teams.
You really should. Yeah, you're right.
So six wins, just like Texas, six wins is not a good rebuild year.
No, that was embarrassing, and I got a guy fired.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I hope I'm wrong and that they're better than I think they are. But I also think they've been, you know, not crazy about a couple of coaching hires. I love the offensive coordinator they hired. It'll be interesting to see how they do at quarterback. Can Kyle Allen come in and be a star? And if he is, then, yeah, eight wins is not just doable. I think you'd expect it. But I don't know what to expect out of him because I haven't seen enough of him yet in this offense. And I'm assuming that's who the guy's going to be. And we'll see how it plays out.
Fred, do you want a chance to win $1 billion?
You know what I would do with $1 billion?
You would bathe in it. You would put it in a jacuzzi and roll around in it.
No, I would buy one of these casinos and then just randomly fire people who, like, dealers that dealt me bad beats.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah, I'd buy a casino and fire people.
Okay. Well, if you want to do that, good news. Now's your chance. You've been waiting since February for football season to get here. It's here. It's time. DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football is back, and they're hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion with a B, billion. There's so many ways to get on the action at DraftKings. You choose between the public contest where you can play for big cash or a private contest that you could play with just a couple of your buddies. They have beginner, they have casual contests, so you play against people with a similar skill level, and you can draft a new team every week with no long-term commitment to any of your guys. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play for free in DraftKings Week 1 contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you'll win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion Week 1. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you give it a shot? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
ESPN 97.5.
I chose BC because I get a quality education and an affordable price.
It's a great education close to home.
It's because the faculty and staff are always here to help me.
It provides a quality and comprehensive curriculum.
I chose BC because it gave me an affordable opportunity to earn credits for transfer.
Why will you choose BC? Visit brazosport.edu/register or call 979-230-3000 today.
My name is Roberto.
And I'm Santiago.
And Brazosport College is our college of choice.
Get smart with your home improvement decisions. Leonard Courtright here for Allied Siding and Windows with help on how you can get smart with your home improvement projects. Get smart with brand name products. Generic is okay for paper towel at the grocery store, but not for your home. Get smart with award-winning Simonton replacement windows. Our Duration Simonton window has a fully transferable 100-year warranty. Get smart with expert installation. Our crews are trained by Simon to expertly measure and professionally install your new energy-efficient windows. Get smart with home improvement finances. Allied offers 100% financing and 18 months no-interest financing. Get smart with your energy bill. Lower your energy bill every month with the latest technology Simonton windows and make every room the same comfortable temperature. Brand name, 100-year warranty, 100% financing, lower energy bills. That's smart. Call Allied Siding and Windows and mention Get Smart to get a $25 Amazon gift card with your no-cost InstaQuote and upgrade to a $100 Amazon gift card with your whole home window purchase. Call Allied Siding and Windows at 713-WINDOWS. That's 713-WINDOWS.
Sean Salisbury here to tell you about Houston's newest and biggest whiskey bar and restaurant. It's awesome. Boss Cat Kitchen and Libations. Now open on Westheimer just inside the Loop. Boss Cat is the place for great American comfort food with fun and contemporary flavors. From light to heavy fare, there's something for everyone's appetite at Boss Cat Kitchen and Libations, as well as a huge selection of whiskeys from around the world. Stop on in, 4310 Westheimer just inside the Loop, or make your reservation for tonight now at BossCatKitchenHouston.com. Eat, sip, discover Boss Cat.
Welcome to Fun with Fuel Additives, brought to you by the fine family of Berryman Automotive Products. Is the caller?
It's your mother. Are you studying for that test?
Mom, I'm on the air. What test?
That Hess test from those nice people at Berryman. You need to ace it.
You mean Hess as in high energy solvent technology? I don't have to take that test, Mom.
Oh, why? Because you're a radio big shot now? Don't take that tone with me, young man.
Hess is what makes Berryman B12 fuel system cleaner the best on the market.
All the more reason to study. Remember your SATs?
Oh, Mom.
Ah, yeah, summer. I feel you, baby. So hot, so Specs, with their sizzling selection and savings of cold hard cash. Let Specs experts cool your palate with wine pairings, cocktail recipes, and ice-cold craft beers. Because when you're running hot, Specs will keep you cool. So chill out at the coolest place in all of Texas. Specs wines, spirits, and finer foods.
Cheers to savings!
All right, guys, shopping for electricity rates can be as dreadful as the dentist or your in-laws or a hurricane. But Tri-Eagle Energy, they're trying to make it easier for you. Signing up is simple and fast with Tri-Eagle. There's no hidden fees. There's no interruption in service. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate. You're going to lock it in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare that to your last bill. If your usage is around 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is about average for these hot summers, your total bill should be around 170. If you're paying any more than that, switch. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go today. And then one more show tomorrow. Hopefully one of us will get home before the damn storm hits.
I think you're safe. I'm coming in on the backside.
Yeah, I'm worried more about you right now than me, but I have a backup plan. I think, like I said, I can get to Austin and rent a car if I have to, or Dallas even.
Worst case scenario, I'll just start walking on Sunday, and you know, I should get there like a few days, months. I don't know.
Years. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how long it'll take me to walk that far. Never walked that far. But
so you'll just be Jules.
Yeah.
I'll walk
the earth.
Do you have a hopping on Hollywood, speaking of Jules? Or?
No, of course I don't. No. I didn't even do that today because we've got so many interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
I do have – did you see that Manu Ginobili re-signed with the Spurs?
I did.
Two-year, $5 million deal with the Spurs. So it's not like it's a lot of money or anything, but it is him still trying to play. The Spurs seem sometimes loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
And this seems like one of those cases.
Yeah, I think it's kind of time to move on. I mean, isn't that why you spent all that money basically to what you think is an upgrade with Rudy Gay?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, and you get some contributions from him here and there, it's not like you're asking him to do a lot.
Yeah, he's no longer one of the key guys. I'm guessing he'll probably finish 8th, 9th on the team in minutes played, which
isn't the worst thing. And if you're just getting him for a depth guy, I'd rather have a guy who's been there and done it, right?
Right, yeah.
And it's only $5 million for 2 years, so it's not like it's not going to cripple them somehow.
Yeah, they do hold on to their guys, though.
Oh, yes.
And like Tony Parker, same thing. I can't see them moving on from Tony Parker anytime soon, even though, yeah, he's starting to regress as well.
Manu will become the eighth player in NBA history to spend his entire career with one team and play at least 16 seasons. I'll go through the list here, and there will be a common theme at the end. John Havlicek is one. He was the first to do it. Reggie Miller.
Okay.
John Stockton.
Okay.
Dirk Nowitzki.
A lot of white guys.
Reggie Miller's not white.
No,
he's
but
light skin.
John Stockton is,
yes,
though.
Yes, he is.
John Havlicek.
Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Black. Tony Parker. Black.
French.
Well, French black.
Yeah.
But Tony Parker and Tim Duncan. So yeah. Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Manu. 16 seasons, all with one team. Three of the eight who have ever done that are from this era of San Antonio Spurs basketball.
Well, it kind of gets to a bigger topic at some point we'll revisit in the season is, you know, is this Spurs team ever going, I mean, are we past the era of them being able to win titles? And it's always going to be easy to say that when you got Golden State sitting there.
Right.
But
they were the second best team in the West this year, though.
They were, but the gap was pretty big.
Yeah.
And they haven't really done it in the playoffs over the last few years. And they lost the Clippers 2 years ago in a series they had no business losing. So, yeah, I just wonder if that particular group that was so good for so long, and I mean, don't get me wrong, they've still got great players there, but I think Tim Duncan was a big reason they won those titles. And I think Tony Parker playing at the level he was playing at was a big reason they won those titles. And I don't know that you can't kind of keep losing those guys or have them erode and still be the same type of team.
Well, I think the deal is now, I think they have a great player in Kawhi Leonard. I just don't think they have enough great players around him yet for them to be at that level. I don't know if LaMarcus is getting there. I don't know if he's heading the right direction. I don't know if he's happy there. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah,
with
that
him.
Doesn't seem to be a very good fit.
But they've got some things to work out as far as is finding another guy on top of him, on top of those two who can step up and be a real force.
Well, and I think that's the thing. They had a great transcendent player in Tim Duncan, but go back and look at the way Tony Parker played at his prime. He was playing.
They found lightning in a bottle, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they had two great, sometimes guys, three great players on that team, surrounded by a lot of just perfect role players who fit their system. And I think they still have the role players, and I think they have the great player, but I don't think beyond that, I just don't see them as good as they were during that Duncan era.
You think the Celtics are better than the Cavs now?
I would say, well, they were better in the regular season last year, and they'll probably be again this year, but I'd still take the Cavs in a playoff series.
It's because they have LeBron?
Yeah.
As long as they've got LeBron, I feel that way too. I thought the Celtics.
Even though I think the Celtics won that trade.
I do too. I think the Celtics win that trade. I don't care what maybe draft pick you get. They've got Isaiah Thomas now who they're going to. I think they should just keep for a year and let him walk because I don't think the Cavs should pay him a max contract. And if you do, and LeBron leaves, now you've got a team built around Isaiah Thomas, and you're going back, you're going the wrong direction. But I tend to say, as long as LeBron is in Cleveland, that's the team to beat in the East.
Yeah, and I think they'll get a good year out of Thomas.
And they also the Celtics have also only they've got four guys returning from last year's team, which is crazy to think about. Last year's team was the best regular season Eastern Conference team. They're bringing back four of those guys. That's a lot of turnover.
Yeah, and that'll take some time. So, all right. Well, guess what?
The show's over.
Yeah, another one in the books.
We got to go home.
Well, not home. We got to go across the street.
Right.
But want to thank Tyler for filling in. I give him a B+. A couple little glitches there. That's okay.
He's had worse shows.
Definitely.
Sure.
Great job, AJ Hoppen. We'll try not to get into too much mischief tonight. come back here and
Fred will try not to get pregnant tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be another very calm night for me. I hate to say, but we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, have some more guests for you. Hopefully, we'll know a little bit more about the storm. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.